And here's the thing, man. You got to embrace it, man. You like what you like, and it is what it is. It does not change what you brought to the game and what you do every day.
Exactly.
He's one of the best DJs to ever do it.
And here's the other thing. I don't feel like he owed no damn body an explanation.
Mm-mm.
Because when the woman got caught cheating on her husband and they were ready to stone her to death, Jesus said, "He who go without sin, then you cast the first stone." Mm-hmm. And he told the woman, "Go and sin no more." Nobody on this earth is in any position to judge anyone, because everybody is struggling with something, whether it be women, whether it be men, whether it be pills, whether it be drugs, whether it be alcohol, whether it be candy, whether it be food, whether it be stealing. Everybody is dealing with something. Gambling. All kind of problem, and nobody is in a position to judge nobody.
I'm just trying to figure out what's the big deal, because
he was afraid of that the guy had videotaped their conversation,
and he did,
was getting ready to put it on social media, so he was trying to beat him to it and just come clean with it where it won't be a scandal.
Well, all he did was eat a fillet of fish with a dude, right?
Nah, like they went for a ride and they was trying to get it to go down, but like he's like, you know what, get out. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and he didn't even say it messed up. This person had no reason to throw him under the bus. I ain't even gonna say that person's name, because that person doesn't even deserve the shine. Right. But at the end of the day, I mean, like, you know, in just in any form of media, you know, like, I know sometimes people are gonna judge you harshly. Do what you do, embrace it, and don't keep it real with yourself.
Well, make sure you do it when you're not married, though. I can't cut him any slack on that.
That's kind of you can't track money.
Yeah, and we're not justifying that, but the point is everybody's just struggling with something. Some people are struggling with infidelity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there are some wives that ain't putting it down at home. I'm not justifying that or whatever, but it's just everything is just crazy, and everybody got some kind of problem, and nobody is in any position to get on social media and pass judgment on anyone.
Tell it to Jesus and be through.
And that's it. Because these people, let me say this last, you cut the music off on this one. Let me say this right here. All these people on Twitter and Facebook and social media, they don't have a heaven or hell to put you in.
Yep.
Huh? You can't get with every celebrity out here. I hope you hear my voice. You ain't got to worry about nothing. You got one God to answer to. And once you ask God to forgive you for whatever your situation is and help you, whatever your transgression, whatever you're struggling with, that's it. That's it. That's why I'm glad man didn't make me, as Sister Katie Sankey say when she sang that song. They'll get mad and not let the sun shine on you. But it's all right. Everybody keep living and do your thing and worry about you.
Yep.
No position to judge nobody. Hey, pray for that man.
Yeah.
Pray for everybody that need prayer. Pray for his family. And that's it. And that's what we need to do to our brothers. We need to keep all our brothers and sisters lifted up. And that's it. 19 minutes after the hour, Ricky Smiley Morning Show.